Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, episode 249. Now I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and in this week's episode, we are building on top of what we discussed in last week's episode, episode 248, where we're discussing how to learn songs bass efficiently. And I took you through my three-step system of practice, playthrough, and perform. And then this week, I got a great question from Mark Old, one of my students at Beginner Guitar Academy, who's asking where can he find decent tab or Fentic tab to learn some songs. So you can put it then into that system. And I thought this would be a great follow-up episode to talk about where to find decent music. Because there's loads of places online, but there are definitely some which are better than others. There are free options, there are paid options. We're going to discuss all that in this week's episode. Before we do dive into that, though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. So I think, have this as last week's Beginner Guitar Academy news, but I'm just going to remind you guys, for Beginner Guitar Academy members, if you listen to this on the Friday, I'm releasing this episode, which I think is the 29th, is it? We have our live member Q&A this Sunday. So Sunday the 30th of August at 9 p.m. GMT. So that is UK time. So obviously check your local time, but that is the UK time at 9 p.m. where we jump in on Zoom and you can ask me any questions you have live. If you can't make it live, you can pre-submit your questions. You should get an email the day of the live Q&A. You should get one also on the Wednesday. I think I set one for the Saturday as well. I've done a few emails just to make sure you guys know it's coming up. And on that email, there's a link you can click and you can pre-submit your questions. I'll then answer that live. It will be recorded. You can check that recording at a later date. I'll put that in the Academy in the live recording section and also put the audio in the member only podcast, so you can obviously catch that, my answer to your questions. So yeah, make sure you don't miss out that, guys. Come join me on live on Zoom and we'll go through your questions. The link will be in that email, so you can join me, the Zoom link, so you can join me live. So now we've got the member news out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode, which is all about where to find tab online, authentic and decent tab basically. So let's just dive straight in. I'm going to share my screen for this. So if you are just to the audio, I'm doing a video version of this podcast as well. And you can check that out at beginnerguitaracademy.tv. That'll send you straight to my YouTube channel where you'll find the video. You can also go to bgapodcast.com, which will have all the show notes, and we'll also have the link to the video on there as well. So the first website we're going to look at is, I'm sure, one you've heard of before. It's probably the biggest one, which is ultimateguitar.com. Now, this is kind of the go-to place for a lot of people. It's probably the largest database of songs online, I want to say. And it's normally user submitted stuff, so you can look for a particular track. Trying to find it. Let's look at top tabs. What's in there? Oh, Creep by Radiohead. So you click on that, you can see it's got like 25 million views, it's got 322 comments. It was, the author is unregistered, it's got some contributors on here as well. And you can see you've got your tab there. You've got the lyrics written underneath it. If you can hover above the chord, it will show you how to play it. So the main thing with this is it's user submitted. So these are just people that are visiting the site. It's not official tab. This might not have been checked. I don't know how their checking system goes. I don't know if you just put it up there and anyone actually looks at it. So that's one thing to bear in mind as... the question for Mark, he was looking for authentic tab, stuff that you can rely on that's going to be quite accurate. Now, this is not going to be always 100% accurate, or very rarely will be super accurate because it's just submitted by users. Now, there is ratings, though. You'll see you have ratings up here, 4.9. That's 9,300 reviews. So if 9,300 people reviewing it as pretty good, it's going to be probably pretty good. But that's just something to bear in mind, that this is user submitted. So that is Guitar Pro. Now, Guitar Pro, you can upgrade. You have the Guitar Ultimate, where you pay a little bit, and you can see it actually creeps come up here. And then this might be something that's been submitted by staff. This might have been transcribed by someone who's a professional guitar player. You do have that on other sites. Again, I'm not entirely sure if this one does it. I'm trying to quickly read through it. But you have a lot of options here playback. The app gives you the ability to play it back, to loop it, do that kind of stuff, show the fretboard diagrams it's playing through it. So there's those kind of options. So that's what we get from going to the Pro. And the Pro is, well, you can actually get a 7-day trial, but I think it is something like $9 a month or something like that for Guitar Pro Ultimate. Get rid of you. So that's what you get from Guitar Pro. So it's great. It's got massive database. It is going to be majority user submitted. I have been here before and seen some stuff which has not been correct. But again, it's people working out. So it depends how good their ear is to work this stuff out. So that's the first one we talk about. The next one, Songster. Now, Songster's cool because it has this interactive tab. So you can play through it. If you upgrade, you can then loop it. You can change the speed. I think you can transpose it as well, so change the key. With the free version, you can't have access to all of that, but you get access to a fair bit. Now, if someone's transcribing it to this level, they're probably going to be fairly good at transcribing stuff because you've got to obviously transcribe it with the correct rhythm and all that. Well, I say correct rhythm. You've got to transcribe with a rhythm. So again, it might not be 100%, but it's probably going to be that little bit better because you have to add more to it as you're writing out the tabs. So Songster is quite cool. Songster, as well as Guitar Pro, which talks about, both have apps. You can download the apps on your phone. Gives you extra options on there too. And just like Guitar Pro, there is a plus plan, which gives you all these extra things. So you have AI-generated full tabs. You can sync it to videos. You can solo mute. You can export it. It's ad-free, which is useful because you'll probably see as I scroll through this, those little ads are going to pop up. So there's stuff like that, which is useful to upgrade. So that's Songster. So they're the two big ones. That's what most people are going to probably use, Songster, Guitar Pro. That's what comes up first when you go on Google. Here's a few extra ones, though. GuitarProTabs.org. Now, if you've not heard of Guitar Pro, Guitar Pro is this little piece of software where you can basically make your own tabs in it. You can write out your own tabs. You can play tabs in it. You can, like we just saw on that website, you can download them for that and open them in Guitar Pro. And that's going to give you the ability to loop things, to slow things down, to kind of make backing tracks as well. You can bring in bass and drums in here. You have an audio engine that has loads of guitar effects in it. It's a really cool piece of software, Guitar Pro. Not super expensive. So if you're buying it from here, we're looking at like 70 euros. Beginner Guitar Key members, you get 50% discount. So go and check out the resources section and you'll see there how to do that. You've got to message me that you want it and then I add you to their website and they send you an email of their special code. I've got basically a guitar teacher license. I can give students 50% off. So if you want access to that, let me know. But that is a really cool piece of software. That's what I use to write all my tabs for beginner guitar coming. That's what I use is Guitar Pro. So it's a professional piece of kit. But anyway, back to Guitar Pro's GuitarProTabs.org. You can then search for different artists in here. You can see they've written Muse there, so let's search for Muse. And then you can download the song in .gp4, so that's the Guitar Pro version 4, Guitar Pro version 3 is the other one. You can download that, open that in Guitar Pro, and off you go. Quite often as well, you'll have different guitar parts. You might have like the main guitar, you might have the rhythm guitar, you might have a solo, you might have second guitar part, things like that. So in a guitar song that has multiple guitar parts, Guitar Pro is great because you can write out each individual one, but it's not written all on one page. You can look at each individual guitar and just see that one without getting confused with seeing too many. I was doing Hotel California the other day, and that's got so many guitar parts in it. The actual score for that is massive because all the guitar parts are written out at once. So on one page, you've got like four bars, but you've got five guitars written out for those four bars. So it makes the score really, really long. You don't have that in Guitar Pro. You just see one guitar at a time, which is quite helpful. Next one I would show you was Guitar Tabs Universe or guitartabs.cc. This is a bit of an old site, kind of a OG of online guitar tabs. But it's a good one. Again, you submitted, but you've got a rating system, so you can kind of, you know, hopefully work out which is going to be the best one, kind of root through all the rubbish. You've got top 100, so you can see kind of the ones that are most active on the website. Also, here's another one, Guitar 911 Tabs. Oh, I don't know why I say guitar. 911tabs.com. This is a nice one. Again, this one's been around for quite a while as well, so it's got quite a big database. And finally, we've got Guitar eTab. Again, this is quite an old one as well. So the ones I'm showing you, like 91tabs, guitartab.cc, these ones I used to use, you know, I was going to say 100 years ago, make myself sound really old. But back in the early days, when I was just picking up guitar, like 20 years ago, these sites have been around for quite a while. So these are the big, these are kind of the old OG ones, as I say. Whereas Ultima Guitar and Songstar are kind of the newer kids on the block. They're the ones that are really actively developing as well. So you're going to see there's a lot of updates on those with the apps, with things like that, with their plus subscription models. These ones, not so much updating, but they do have quite a big archive. So they're definitely ones to check out. Now, they're the free sites. They're great because obviously they're free. The apps are really helpful. Like Ultima Guitar has a scrolling on their tabs as you're playing through it. If you're kind of doing like a sing-songwriter thing, campfire jam, it will scroll through it. So you have to kind of stop playing and try and scroll up the screen. That's really helpful. But as I said, a lot of it is user submitted unless you're going to pay a little bit of extra money. Guitar, one thing I forgot to say, actually, Guitar Pro do have a subscription model on their software, which is a lot of staff submitted stuff. So it's high level players. So you know it's going to be quite accurate because the people that are submitting it are decent players and the professionals. So that's, I forgot to say about that, but that's a good thing about Guitar Pro and their subscription model. But you might not want to mess about with this. You might not want to go around, you know, looking through 100 different versions of Hotel California, trying to find the best one, listening out. Does that sound like the solo? Okay, yeah, it's pretty accurate. Oh, it's not quite there. Right, what about this version? Oh, that one is, you know, kind of jumping around a little bit. If you don't want to do that, then the way to go is through the paid subscription model. Now, a great site is musicnotes.com. The benefit of these paid sites is they have professional publishers like Hal Leonard put their music on here. Cherry Lane put their music on here. The big, big companies that professionally distribute sheet music, they put them on here as digital downloads. So with musicnotes.com, something I used to do back in the day when I first started teaching was if you go to guitar, let's go to like maybe Easy Tab, and you find a song with a cool little riff like Wish You Were Here, you'll be able to see the first page for free. Then if you try and see the second page, it's going to preview it only. It'll kind of, like it's done here, it's cut half the page out so you can't see it. But the first page you can. So if you want a guitar riff and the song starts with the cool guitar riff, you'll be able to see it for free. So that's what I used to cheekily do. And then be able to see the first part of it. It's not super, well, it is quite expensive, this one, to be honest. I was going to say, it's not super expensive. It's not cheap because you normally pay per digital download, which you can see is like €4. Again, it's going to say everything's in euros because I'm obviously in the UK. This is an American site. It's just realized, obviously, I'm in UK, so it's mainly euros. So it's one of the most expensive ones. It is very accurate, and you can scroll down. It's got all the information on it. So it is a very good website. They do have a, where is it? Yeah, this one, this Pro Credit. You can subscribe, and it gives you a little bit off, so you get 25% off each order. PDFs are included, or you have to pay for the PDFs as extra. You get member only deals, so there is this pro version which makes it a little bit cheaper. But that is a very good website. I used to use that all the time before I found one I'm going to talk about in a minute. So that was kind of my go-to. Next one is sheetmusicdirect.com. That's the UK site. This is very good, has a lot of sheet music on here. Again, you can do a plus, where are we at? Oh, yes, it's called a plus pass. That's quite good because it gives you access to everything. It's only like £10 a month, so it's not super expensive. If you're a student, you get 50% off, so that's good to know. So the pass on here is quite good. The only reason I'm not going to say it's the best option, I'm going to show you the best one in a minute, is because you have to pay to print off stuff. So a lot of these digital websites, you have access to it digitally on the app, you can view it. But if you want to print it, you've got to pay for the privilege to do so, or you've got to pay to get the PDF download. With this next one, guitarinstructor.com, you do not have to pay. So this is really cool. So Guitar Instructor is a great little one. So let me quickly show you, actually. I'll quickly log in. So I'm logged in now. So if I go to one of these tracks, let's go to like Iron Man. You can then view now. And you can view it, and then I can click on here, and I can download it. So I can have Iron Man. This is like a super simple version of Iron Man. And they do all these different versions, which is quite cool. Some of my like young groups, you know, like nine-year-olds, I'd perhaps look at that version of Iron Man. So we're not doing the full bar chords. We're doing these kind of single-note melodies. You got your all-time tabs. What's quite good about this one, it has all the tabs on there. You can go to Guitar Tab. You can, you know, see them all there. You can download them all. What's quite cool is, well, it has video lessons. And these are quite high-level people. You've got Andy Aldor, you've got all these kind of Troy Sottina, all these kind of high-level guitar teachers on here. And there's quite a few lessons. They're really good. So that's a really good sort of extra. I'd get it just for the tab. They've got these lessons that might be useful for you. They've got like featured artists. So you can just jump straight to like Clapton and look at, you'll find all his tab will be on there. And, you know, kind of they put it all his stuff's on there. It's also written out for, you've got like video versions, you've got backing tracks, you've got, you know, full guitar tab, you've got rhythm guitar tab, simplified stuff. So I really like Guitar Instructor. I've got an annual subscription with those guys. It's not that expensive, but the main thing is, especially for guitar teacher, you can download the PDFs, and that makes it easy for me to display it in class. I have a big screen, a monitor in my studio. I then have an iPad, which I show the screen from the iPad onto the mirror. That's the one I'm looking for, mirror the screen onto the big TV so everyone can see it. So it's great because I can just download a PDF and quickly show it in the class. So that is probably the best paid for website, is Guitar Instructor. It's Hal Leonard is actually the owner of this website, so it's all official. So that is the best place to go if you want authentic guitar tab. That is my number one recommendation. And then moving on from there is going away from the digital and looking at the old style books. So when you actually have some of you hold guys, you know, these dead tree books, but they're still relevant. You know, if you want to learn, I just jumped on this one, Oasis, Time Flies, 1994 to 2009. You can buy, obviously, the paperback edition of that for like £19 off Amazon. So that's a good thing to remember. How Leonard had this guitar tab method. That's all right. A lot of it is simplified. It's not the exact song. They've kind of simplified it. You've got like Guns N' Roses anthology. So that's a good thing to remember. You don't always have to go down to the digital route. You can hop on Amazon and get the old style books. I remember back in the day being at college, a little music shop in town, you know, heading in there at lunchtime and flicking through the books and, you know, purchasing the proper books, just because obviously the tabs weren't that good back then. They were all still submitted and they weren't very good. So it really was hit and miss. You know, getting a book like that was the way to know you've got authentic transcriptions. The websites like Guitar Instructor, that is what they've got on the website, is the music from these books, basically. So that's a good one to go to. Cover offs to look out for. Music Room is a big one in the UK. I used to get quite a lot from these guys, educational stuff like exam books and things like that. But same type of thing as Amazon, but this is just music books. If you head over to here and click on guitar, you can then, you know, look at guitar music. You've got all the exam stuff. Not that we're going to really worry about that. And it'll show you kind of the top sellers, best sellers of the month and stuff. And the other one I'd show you is an American one, Sheet Music Plus. And I've used this one a little bit because we used to at my offline guitar school, G4 to Ashford, I used to give everyone a book for reading music, and I used to buy them from these guys because it was cheaper to actually buy them in America and import them than it was to buy them in the UK. So we used to get them from there. A lot of digital downloads here. You can head over to, where is it? Well, you can see there you've got digital, you've got instrumental, you go to guitar tab. You can search basically for books somewhere here, formats, there it is. So you click on book and CD, it then brings up the books. There's the Hal Leonard one as well there. So that's a really good website, Sheet Music Plus. So even if you're in the UK, some of the books are actually cheaper to get from there and bring them in, import them, than to buy them from Amazon in like the UK. So they're definitely the place to look for your music. So we went through the free sites there, like the Ultimate Guitar, like the Songstar. They're brilliant, but a lot of it, say, is user submitted. So it's not going to be, you know, 100% right. Then we've got the paid for ones. So Music Notes is one of the most expensive ones. So I like guitarinstructor.com. I think that's probably the best. All of them have different types of songs. Some of them don't have all the same, because you find licensing agreements. Like some of the songs I try and find on Guitar Instructor, I can't view it because of licensing. You can't get it in the UK, but you can get it in America. Sort of, that's so annoying that you do that. But some of the other sites, they do have licensing. So you might find Sheet Music Direct. You can then view the song you couldn't see on this other one. So that's one thing to bear in mind. If you can't find a song on one site, you might be able to find it on one of the others. But Guitar Instructor is the best value because you've got the downloadable PDF. So you can put that then, like we talked about last week, you get your song folder. You can easily download the PDF and pop in that song folder if you're using a digital folder. That's a really good way of doing it. And then you've got, you know, proper tangible books that you can get from obviously Amazon and places like that. So there we go, guys. So hopefully this episode has been interesting. So showing you these different places you can get the different tabs. I hope I've answered Mark Holt's question about where to find that. And again, shout out to him for asking that question, say, fantastic and well-timed as well with last week's episode. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you miss out on future episodes. And I really appreciate a rate and review, whatever podcast app you're using to listen to me today. And if you have enjoyed my teaching style, then come and check out my online guitar school, beginnerguitaracademy.com, where I'll be your new guitar teacher. At Beginner Guitar Academy, we have a 5-level system. It takes you from complete beginner to advanced guitar player. We have songs, we have workshops, we have monthly Q&As. We have everything you need to become a well-rounded guitar player, as well as a really good community of like-minded players. And you come check it out right now for 2 each trial, just for $1 at beginnerguitaracademy.com. So guys, that's it for me. I'm going to sign off for this week's episode, but make sure you check back in next week. I release a new episode every Friday. But until then, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.